It was a riddle, not a command, by Joseph Dumont. Chapter 16. The Thief in the Night. Page 70. And still, some of you can now be found quoting a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, and are still stubbornly clinging to your integrity, and crying out that no one can know the end times, timetable. But of that day and hour no one knows, no, not the angels of heaven, but only my Father. Matthew 24, verse 36. Due to either simply not knowing any better or a willfully egregious lack of understanding concerning Jehovah's holy days, most Christians do not understand that this too is speaking of yet another holy day found in the book of Leviticus. That holy day, when understood in full, teaches us of not only the day that Messiah is to come, but has come to us in the past. It is the Feast of Trumpets, or Yom Teruah, the Feast of Shouting. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial summons, a holy convocation. Leviticus 23, 23-24. This is the feast day of which not even the Jews appear to understand why they keep it. And it is another holy day Christians do not keep, and yet they can often be found quoting it. They note this day each and every time they speak or mention. Matthew 24, 36. No man can know the day or the hour. Although I can, and anyone who keeps the commandments can, know approximately when the day or hour is about to be, but never know for sure until the day actually does arrive. The reason no one can know the precise day or hour has to do with the Feast of Yom Teruah, also called the Feast of Shouting, or the Feast of Trumpets, is determined. How so? Yom Teruah falls on the first day of the seventh month. The months are determined by the sighting of the moon each and every month. But you cannot know for certain if you will sight the moon on the 29th or the 30th day of the month. If those looking for the new crescent moon at the end of the 29th day cannot sight it before it sets, then the month is declared to be a 30-day month. The new month begins the next evening after sunset. The Feast of Trumpets begins on the first day of the seventh month. Therefore, you do not know which day this feast will be on, nor do you know the hour due to the fact you do not know if the moon will first be seen just after sunset, or later in the evening, or not at all until the next evening. It is the Feast of Trumpets that reveals to us when the Messiah is to come in the future, as it makes known to us the day he came in the past. I will set forth to prove this to you in the pages that follow. Because people do not customarily keep this holy day, they do not understand this message from Yeshua. He was cleverly concealing his message within a Hebrewism. In other words, he was presenting us with a common phrase for its time that foreshadowed a future particular that day. Only in those days everyone understood the meaning thereof. I will read that again. He was presenting us with a common phrase for its time that foreshadowed a future particular day, that only in those days everyone understood the meaning thereof. No one can know the day or the hour is a Hebrew idiom for the Feast of Trumpets. To give examples of other idioms used by a group of people and how they might not be understood outside that culture, I have chosen some examples from Australia. It's gone walkabout, which means it's lost and can't be found. Another Australian idiom is kangaroos loose in the top paddock, which means intellectually inadequate or challenged. Some of you might be more familiar with bats in the belfry, meaning a crazy person, or the expression kick the bucket, which means to die. These are also expressions in the UK. Here is one from North America. A wet sock means a limp handshake. Yeshua is telling you, by way of the well-known Hebrew idiom, no man can know the day or the hour, that he will come on the Feast of Trumpets, a feast that comes at a day and an hour no man can know, on the first day of the seventh month. But no one is watching for him at this time because they fail to understand he was describing the time of his second coming. Let's read the rest of Matthew 24. But as the days of Noah were, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered into the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Therefore watch, for you do not know what hour your Lord comes. But know this, that if the steward of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be dug through. Therefore you also be ready, for in that hour you think not the Son of Man comes. Matthew 24, verses 37 to 44. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord shall find him doing so when he comes. Truly I say to you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to strike his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he does not look for him, and in an hour which he does not know, and he shall cut him apart and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 24, verses 45 to 51. You are commanded to watch. Watch what? Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahuwah your God has commanded you. Deuteronomy 5:12, MKJV. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy as the Lord thy God commanded thee. Deuteronomy 5:12, JPS. Guard the Sabbath day to set it apart as Yahuwah your Elohim commanded you. Deuteronomy 5:12, The Scriptures 1998. By watching we are to guard and remember the Sabbath and all the holy days as well as the sabbatical years and jubilee cycles. We are to learn the meaning of what they all have to teach us, as well as study them and understand them so as to gain wisdom from them. We have also been told to watch out for the thief in the night. Who is this thief exactly? It is Yeshua, because we are told as much in the book of Revelation. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works being fulfilled before God. Remember then how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Revelation 3, verses 2 to 3. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is the one who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Revelation 16, verse 15. For you yourselves know accurately that the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5, 2. The Lord is not slow concerning his promise, as some count slowness, but is long-suffering toward us, not purposing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a rushing noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, and the earth and the works in it will be burned up. 2 Peter 3, verses 9 to 10.